The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, a lot of headlines appeared this week about carbon emissions and targets, and it continues this morning. The Irish Times is leading this morning with a potential row between the Greens and Fine Gael over new land use plans, which the Greens deem essential to meet climate change targets. This comes as the Environmental Protection Agency said Ireland is falling well short of meeting those targets. But what about the businesses and industries that are behind all of this, and where are they falling short and what needs to be done? I'm joined on the line by Dr. Tara Shine, who's CEO of Change by Degrees. Tara, the EPA estimates this week that Ireland will achieve a reduction of only 29% in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and a government target of 51%. That's a huge shortfall. Where are we going wrong here?
Morning, Richard. Yeah, I think we're going wrong in that we keep setting targets and we have lots of plans, but there's not enough action. And I think that applies across government, but we see it reflected also in business. Lots of focus on setting kind of net zero plans for 2040, 2050, but not the changes that we need to see right now every single day in the way that we do business.
And if you look across the sectors that are, you know, huge contributors to this, and there's been a huge focus on the food industry and farming, and that is definitely one. Transport is another, energy is another. But the businesses behind these sectors, what do they need to be doing apart from setting targets that maybe they're not actually fulfilling, or are they?
So, you know, no business should think that this is not their business, because we're all in supply chains together. We're all part of someone else's value chain. So every single business has to be starting to reduce the harm that they're causing. So to do that, we have to stop spending money on things that add carbon to the balance sheets of our business. And we need to start spending money on things that take carbon off our balance sheets. So those are decisions we make about procurement and investment in every single business every single day. Yes, the biggest emitters have the biggest responsibility, but those big emitters, their supply chain runs down into all of the SMEs and micro businesses across the country.
But it's also a case that, when you put it in perspective, our population is growing, our economy is growing. So we're trying to cut back at a time of expansion of these industries, expansion of the population, expansion of the number of consumers. Is it even possible?
Yeah, it's really possible. So whether you ask that question at the global level of the IPCC, they say it's possible. If you look at it here nationally, it's absolutely possible. We have all the resources we need. We have the technology and the money to do this. And we just need a change of mindset. We constantly look at sustainability as a burden, as a difficult thing to do, and as a cost to business, rather than an opportunity. Sustainability is an opportunity to reduce costs through greater efficiency, whether that's energy efficiency or efficiencies that produce less waste. And in sustainability is at the heart of innovation. So there is no divide between digitalization, innovation and sustainability. If we look at the construction industry, for example, it's those businesses that are getting into creating circular, low carbon, resilient business building materials that are going to really thrive in the next few years. If you look at the food industry, those dairy and meat companies that are already expanding into plant-based alternatives, they're getting ready for what's coming ahead.
So, but it's not happening quickly enough, I suppose, in terms of meeting targets. But also, Tara, to put it in perspective, I was reading this week about the methane leaks in Turkmenistan from their oil and gas industry, and leaks there have from fossil fuel fields have caused more global heating in 2022 than the entire carbon emissions of the UK. When people see that, they think, sure, what are we really doing here? You know, that, you know, to put it in perspective, it's hard to get people to change that mindset.
Yeah, but it is a mindset change. And, you know, Turkmenistan is producing petroleum that is in the heart of every single, you know, product that we buy. We're some of the biggest consumers in the world in Ireland. So we're consuming. With every bit of consumption comes more pollution. So we can't think that, you know, we're small and inconsequential. We are not. And particularly at the levels of our businesses and our big businesses that are operating globally, we have a responsibility to do this. And it makes sense for business, you know, regulation, the need to disclose, all of this
and of course
coming down the line.
We've
but
signed
more than
up,
that, there's a business opportunity in it. it.
Yeah, we've signed up and we have to do it. So we might as well do it and avail of whatever opportunities there are. Tara Shine, CEO of Change by Degrees, thank you very much for joining us this morning.